The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. After hearing his doctrine, many of the followers of Jesus said, "This is intolerable language. How could anyone accept it?" Jesus was aware that his followers were complaining about it and said, "Does this upset you? What if you should see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh has nothing to offer. The words I have spoken to you are spirit, and they are life. But there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the outset those who did not believe and who it was that would betray him. He went on, "This is why I told you that no one could come to me unless the Father allows him." After this, many of his disciples left him and stopped going with him. Then Jesus said to the 12, "What about you? Do you want to go away too?" Simon Peter answered, "Lord, who shall we go to? You have the message of eternal life, and we believe. We know that you are the Holy One of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Over the years, there have been many popular game shows on television. Although it rather dates me, I remember one in particular which I watched as a child. Some of you may remember it as well. It was called Take Your Pick, presented by Michael Miles. Anyone remember? The key to its success was the tension which mounted as the contestants were confronted with decision-making moments. Should they play safe and take the money that was on offer, or gamble by choosing to open the box, which may contain a really decent prize or a worthless booby prize? We may admire the risk takers in such programs, but I wonder what would we do in such a situation? And just what is it that influences us when we make these kinds of choices? As I said at the beginning of Mass, today's readings present us with choices. Joshua offered the people of Israel a clear choice. They had conquered the land God had promised them, and now they stood on an important threshold. Joshua knew this was a time for decision, and that the decision they were to make would affect their whole future. And so the people looked to the past and they chose the Lord as their God, not out of any sense of mere traditionalism or conservatism, but because God had proved himself to be faithful, their redeemer, their liberator, their protector. Thus, the decision they made for the future was based on their past experience of God's goodness. Then in the Gospel reading, God also gives his disciples a choice. Do you want to go away too? Notice it was his disciples, his followers, who had deserted him, who had said, "This is intolerable language." They were referring to the fact that he had described himself as the bread from heaven, and that if anyone is to have life, they must eat this bread. And they said, "This is intolerable. We cannot cope with this." And a lot of them just walked away. That's something we need perhaps to pick up on. Anyhow, Jesus then, after these people had gone, turns to the 12, the core, the faithful. And he said, "Do you want to go away too?" And Peter gave an answer based on experience. The disciples had spent time with Jesus, they had listened to his words, they had seen him perform many signs, and they watched how he dealt compassionately with people. They had come to know him, to know that he was indeed the Holy One of God, to know that he had come to bring hope and healing into people's lives. He had said, "I have come that you may have life and have it in all its fullness." He had the message of eternal life, as we had in our gospel acclamation. They had, in other words, come to have faith in him that they could say, "We believe." Now, that faith that they had was not certainty, because faith isn't certainty. It was faith. And Jesus knew that. Like those who walked away, the disciples who stayed would have their doubts, they would have their questions, and there would be many things they simply would not understand. And that's why Jesus gave them that choice. Do you want to go as well? But although they did have questions, they made that decision, as I've said, based on experience. Experience of the Lord. Yes, it was a gamble. They had no guarantees about how their lives would turn out or what hardships they would have to endure. All that remained in the future. But they knew that they had to stay with Christ. We may well wonder why so many of the disciples were put off so that they could not make that decision to remain with Jesus. They too had heard and observed him, but the difference was that they chose what they already had. They chose that which was familiar and comfortable rather than taking the risk of continuing to follow him, rather than opening the box. They took the money rather than open the box. They opted for safety and security rather than being open to new possibilities. Whether or not to follow Jesus is a choice you and I have to make in our daily lives, as the changing circumstances of our life require us to decide whether to risk trying to live by his teaching or to walk away and remain safe in our old securities. Conversion is a daily process. That choice for Christ has to be made every day. It's not a once-for-all thing. What actually provoked people to leave Jesus was, as I said earlier, his teaching that they needed to eat his body and his blood. They should eat his body and drink his blood if they were to have life within them. I wonder to what extent we back away from this teaching and the implications it has for our daily lives. Yes, we know that we receive the body and blood of the Lord when we come to Mass, and we know we have a duty to feed ourselves spiritually with his most blessed body and blood. But it doesn't stop there, does it? Because our vocation then is to go out into the world and to bring others to Christ, to bring his love and compassion to them in all the situations of their lives, in all the messiness of life. And it is messy. Every day on the news, we hear of more messiness in the world. But that is the world for which Christ died on the cross. It's not easy for us because it presents us with a challenge, a real challenge. As that hymn said that we sang at the beginning, the kingdom is about challenge and choice. The problem, of course, is that it's too easy to stay with what we have and with that which is comfortable, and to walk away from anything which involves risk. But the challenge of real faith is to follow the Lord and to seek his presence, not only here in church, but out there in the world. That is what the Lord's faithful disciples did, and that is what we, his faithful disciples of today, are also called to do.